Amen. Would you take your Bibles, please? Find Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And I'll begin reading in verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. I'm grateful for those individuals that have joined us by live stream. You are welcome. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Do you see it? Do you have it? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let not thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyes look right on. That's the point. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, notice verse 27. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. As you know, my theme for this year is steadfast. Steadfast means determined. It means fixed. It means consistent. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If you look in your concordance or your Bible search software, steadfast or steadfastly or steadfastness, you'll find the word used many times. But the principle is found throughout the scriptures. And that's really what you find in verse 27. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. That's steadfast. It's as if you have God's purpose in focus, in view. You know what God would have you do, and you're not to be distracted. Turn to the right or turn to the left. And that's what I want to focus on for a little while tonight. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are thankful for this evening and thankful for this assembly and thankful, Father, for your goodness to us. Surely your presence is in this place, and we thank and praise you. Father, help us to be steadfast. I'm certain that everyone here tonight understands the principle. I'm certain we've heard the verses many times, but I ask you to help us to practice what we know and to look unto our Savior, Hebrews 12:2, and not to look to the right or to the left or to be distracted. We ask you to help us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. In the time I have, I'm going to give you 3 points, and they all have to do with peas. Peas. And I thought about that. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Verse 26. Look at verse 26. Verse 26, it says, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Number one, ponder your path. Consider it. Think about it. When you have to make decisions, think about the long-term result of that decision. Think about the Lord's will. Too often, individuals make quick decisions based upon the moment or what might seem to be most desirable at the time without a consideration for the long term. Look at what it says. Let all thy ways be established. And for us, those of us that know the Lord Jesus, that means doing the will of God. Doing His will. Ponder thy path. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4, it says, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 14, verse 12, it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And you see, there was a popular song, I think about 3 different artists that I can remember sang it. It was, I did it my way. Well, my way's the wrong way. What you need the Lord's way. And I also remind you of Proverbs 13:15, the way of transgressors is hard. It's hard. And our Lord Jesus said this, Matthew 7:13, He said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So there's the broad way, and there's the narrow way, and the narrow way, the straight gate, that's the right way. Ponder your path. And in the latter part of verse 26, it says, all thy ways be established. In other words, determine what God would have you to do. Your purpose, God's will for your life, what he'd have you to do in every circumstance. Establish. Let all thy ways be established. Number one, ponder your path. Number two, protect your passion. And that's verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Your heart, that's your affection. That's what you love. It's your affection. Keep thy heart with all diligence. It would be implied in the popular culture, in music and entertainment, and even in other ways, that people fall in love and out of love, in love and out of love, and they really don't have much control over that. That is not true. Notice it says, keep thy heart. You choose what you love. And then it says, keep thy heart with all diligence. You don't do just naturally what you might be inclined to do. You know, Jeremiah said this, or the Lord said through Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The world says, follow your heart. Well, you listen, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And that means you protect your passion and you choose what you love. And you are to be faithful, to be faithful. They asked the Lord, they said, what's the first commandment? 613 commandments in the Old Testament. What's the first commandment, the greatest commandment? And he quoted from Deuteronomy 6:4, and he said this, love God with all your heart. Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let's see, Psalm 51, verse 10. This is, Psalm 51 is David's psalm of confession. And he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And Psalms 19, verse 14. Psalm 19, 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19, 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, they're connected. And the Lord Jesus taught about this. He said, the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart, and people talk about what they love. Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And you know, people just naturally, they talk about what they love. They might talk about hobbies, sports, they might talk about interests, they might talk about any number of things. They talk about what they love, and people that love the Lord Jesus, they talk about Him. Amen. Paul said, if any man love God, the same is known of him. Why? He's different. Why? He lives differently. Why? He talks about it. He loves the Lord. He talks about it. There's a connection between the mouth and the heart, and people talk about, typically, when they're not guarded, they just talk about what they love. They just naturally do that. Think about salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, confess, that's the mouth, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So here's the point. Protect your passion. Choose what you love and be faithful. You make commitments to the Lord, be faithful. You make promises in this life, be faithful. In a wedding ceremony, we have what are called vows. And be faithful. Be faithful. Protect your passion. All right, ponder your path. Protect your passion. And then let's go to verse 27. Proceed persistently. Be persistent. Be consistent. That's steadfast. Steadfast is determined. Steadfast is fixed. Steadfast is faithful. It's to be consistent. And it's so necessary in the Christian life. And it's such a challenge in this old world. Proceed persistently. Look at verse 27. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. It's figurative. It's an illustration. And it's as if you know this is direction God would have me to go. So I'm not to be distracted from the right hand or the left. I'm not to be turning from this way to that way. I'm supposed to do the will of God. That's the sense of it. It's figurative because really in this life you turn that way and this way and you encounter all manner of things. But if you know God's will, you're fixed on it. You're fixed on it. And so spiritually, you don't turn to the right. You don't turn to the left. You just stay on the straight and narrow and do what God would have you to do. That's common in the scriptures. Joshua 1:7. Here's God's instruction to Joshua as he is preparing to lead the children of Israel after Moses. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all that is in the law. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Now listen to this. Joshua, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. In 2 Kings 22, you read about Josiah. He's the last good king of Judah. All the kings of the north were wicked. Most of the kings of the south were wicked. There were a few good kings. Josiah is the last good king, and the Bible says this of him. 2 Kings 22, verse 2, Josiah. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand nor to the left. He just focused on the will of God. No distractions. Consistent. Steadfast. Now, the best example of this, obviously, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I remind you of Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And from Luke 9:51 through the end of the Gospel of Luke, or through the next several chapters, he makes a journey from Galilee to Judea to Jerusalem, a journey that takes him to the cross. Along the way, he stopped and he ministered to people. Along the way, he faced various things. Along the way, he encountered skeptics and those that challenged him. But his purpose was clear, and he steadfastly set his face. It's as if his face is fixed on the cross at Mount Calvary in Jerusalem, and he's not going to be distracted. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. He was steadfast. Isaiah 50 verse 7 is prophetic, but it's attributed to our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord God will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. I have set my face like a flint. And the picture is this. There's the will of God in that direction. And the Lord Jesus said, my face is fixed like a flint. And the Lord Jesus steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Not going to the right, not going to the left, not veering off the will at any time or in any way. And you and I are to be steadfast. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We sing a song, I've decided to follow Jesus. You see, there's a decision. I have decided to follow Jesus. That's my path. Ponder your path. I've decided to follow Jesus. And then that last verse, it says, no turning back, no turning back. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. The church in its infancy, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Well, the apostles' doctrine is really the New Testament in your Bible. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You can't really do that unless first you have responded to the gospel. You have received the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here tonight and you're not certain about eternity, during the invitation, let me or someone here tonight help you. But if the Lord Jesus is your Savior, continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Brethren, we need one another. This old world will single you out and make you feel like it is so strange to believe the things we know are right. You need the fellowship of like-minded people. Amen. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking bread, and in prayers. They continued steadfastly in prayers. Dear friends, stand with me, please, and let's continue in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for the exhortation in the Scriptures to be faithful, to be fixed, to be consistent. People of substance, people of character, people of Christian commitment. And I ask you to help us to be what you'd have us to be. Not veering to the right or to the left, not being distracted, but being steadfast. Father, I ask you to bless this time of invitation, this time of prayer. And I pray that your will be accomplished in our hearts and lives. I pray you'd help us to be steadfast in prayer, fervent and diligent in prayer. I ask you to bless this time of invitation, and this I ask in my Savior's name. Every head bowed, please. Every eye closed. Let's examine ourselves. And we agreed to pray for these many requests. Let's do that. Let's do that.